Warren? Well, welcome to all of our guests. We have several here this morning. Kind of unusual to say this morning, but it's good. Welcome to the Feast of Trumpets. Brethren, you know, this is a high Sabbath, a high holy day. And we will be taking up an offering, however, this morning. So if anybody needs a green envelope, please raise your hand and ushers will give you one. Looks like everybody's pretty well set. Let's start off this morning by turning to Revelation 5. Revelation 5, we're going to read verse 11 through 14. Revelation 5, verse 11. And I beheld, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. There was several there, wasn't there? Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. And of course, they're talking about Jesus. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and are that are in them, heard him saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. In verse 14, and the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that lived forever and forever. So this describes the heavenly choir singing praises and honor to God and to Jesus Christ. And they are singing about the plan of God, which we are here today for part of that plan. God is extending to us right now the opportunity to be part of that fantastic plan that he has already started. You know, you have to wonder why so many billions of people don't know about the plan of God. They profess to be Christians, but they remain blinded. Of course, we know why. Because of Satan. Satan has blinded most of the people. You know, there are how many different churches are out there and different groups, and you'd think some of them would know about the plan of God, but they don't. I'd like to go over it'll be kind of quick, but I'd like to go over part of that plan, bring us up to trumpets. You know, there in Deuteronomy 16, it tells about, of course, that's where we go for the offering also, but it tells about, it says that three times in a year you shall appear before God with an offering. In those three times, there are actually seven holy days. There are three harvest seasons in the land of Israel, and there also are three harvest seasons right here in the United States, which pretty well is the same temperature and what have you as there is, it is in Israel. And so each of these seasons is accompanied by special festivals of God outlining his plan for harvesting human beings for salvation in his family. Well, let's go back to Passover time. Now, you know that Passover is not a holy day, but Passover is the first feast in the cycle of his plan, of God's great plan. It represents the first crucial step in God's plan to save mankind. Without the first step, the other steps would not be possible. God revealed the Passover festival to ancient Israelites during the process of freeing them from Egypt. And we probably all, we've been around for a couple years, so we probably all know about that first Passover. You know where you sprinkled, you put blood on the doorposts and over the top of the door, and God sent the Passover angel around, and whoever was had that blood on their doorpost, they passed over them. Anyway, that was the first Passover. And then comes unleavened bread. With God's holy day plan, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, this feast is so vitally important to Christians, to your salvation. It shows us what God expects of us beyond accepting Jesus' shed blood for forgiveness. Let's turn to Leviticus 23. Yeah, it's got all the holy days. Leviticus 23, we'll read verse 6 and 8, 6 through 8. Leviticus 23, verse 6, and on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. And the first day, which is today, we will, like I said, we will be taking up an offering. You know, the days of unleavened bread is when you clear your house of anything leavening, same as putting sin out, your automobiles, putting sin out, and keeping sin out for 7 days. But you should go longer than that, keeping the sin out. But the leavening comes right back after all that, doesn't it? Now let's go ahead and move into Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of First Fruits. We're going to read Leviticus 23, verse 15 through 22. Verse 15, and you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the wave sheaf offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morning of after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Eternal. Another time it says offering. And you shall offer with the bread, 7 lambs without blemish on the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams, they shall be for a burnt offering unto the Eternal, with their meat offering and their drink offering, even an offering made by fire, a sweet savor unto the Eternal. So today we're going to build a fire out in the middle of the aisle here. And no, we won't do that. But you know what? Now, I like to go to the New Testament for the Feast of Pentecost. I like to go to Acts 2. I think that describes it so much better. To me it does, maybe not, but I think it does. Acts 2, we're going to read 1 through 8. Acts 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And then suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Again, most of you people have been here for a few years, and you know that it's not like some other places speaking in tongues. They're talking about the languages from their particular country that they came from. In verse 5, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now, when this was sounded abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed, and they marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how do we hear every man in his own tongue wherein we were born? You got to remember that all these people spoke in one tongue back around in the Tower of Babel in Babylon. You remember? Before God separated everybody and gave them their own language. And now, here they are back, and they all have the same language again. Well, we better leave Pentecost, because we heard about that just about a month ago. We're going to leave Pentecost, and here we are, brother. Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets. This great ingathering harvest in Israel came in late summer and early fall. It was celebrated with the Feast of Ingathering, or 2 weeks before the Feast of Tabernacles, which we will all be attending here in a couple of weeks. Jesus' second coming will be heralded by a supernatural trumpet blast. And I can remember a few years ago when somebody blew the trumpet on this day. I'm not going to say who it was, but I think it was a daughter-in-law. So during a period known as the Day of the Lord. Let's go to Revelation 11. Revelation 11, we're going to read verse 15. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Jesus Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever. You know, today, brethren, humanity seems like, you know, they've willingly turned away from God and has, again, like I said, come under Satan's dominion. You know why? It's so easy. And nobody said it was going to be easy for us, did they? But Satan makes it beautiful. Satan makes it look really nice. So it's easy. So they turn to Satan's dominion. Let's turn back to Matthew 13. Matthew 13, we're going to read verse 15 through 17 here. Matthew 13, verse 15, for this people's heart is waxed gross, waxed cold, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. If they were to do that, God would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. We are very privileged, brethren, right here and around the world, in the United Church of God, we are very privileged. Satan is, he's responsible and accountable for mankind's blindness, which I've already mentioned. We still have a responsibility in the great deception. Brethren, we have that responsibility to repent and to change. And taking your baptism very, very seriously. You must repent and change. Well, I'm going to stop right here because you're going to hear a lot more. As the day goes on, you'll be hearing much more. But you got to remember, this afternoon, 2:30, afternoon services at 2:30, we'll have a second sermon. Now we will be taking up the offering, and the offertory music will be, it'll be a piano solo, heart sounds, by David Lance, and it will be performed by Lisa McKinney. And then after that, we will have special music. We all bow down will be the title of that, and it will be sung by Laura Call. And then after all this, we will have the second sermon by Mr. Daniel Evans.